USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Bail is up to $1 million as Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison elevated the charge against the fired Minneapolis officer to second-degree murder in the death of a black man, George Floyd. He also noted that the charge against Derek Chauvin could still be elevated to first-degree murder.
We're continuing to gather evidence, and if we get evidence to support that, that we can put in front of a jury, we will present that. At this time, we brought forth the maximum ethical charges we could.
Three of their former officers have been charged with aiding and abetting. In a virtual town hall, former President Obama said, even though there's been tragedy, it's also been a time of awakening.
They offer an opportunity for us to all work together to tackle them, to take them off, to change America and make it live up to its highest ideals.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
One GOP lawmaker is speaking out about the riots. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
As protests continue across the country after the death of George Floyd, many people, including senators, are calling for peaceful protests. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says protesting is okay, but looting and violence are not.
Every American has a right to speak and to peaceably express your freedom of speech. What you don't have a right to do is engage in violent rioting. What you don't have a right to do is loot. What you don't have a right to do is light police cars on fire and attack your fellow citizens. And we need law enforcement to be unequivocal that if you do that, you will be arrested, you will be prosecuted, and you will spend a very long time in jail. And we also need systematic law enforcement targeting Antifa and other terrorist groups that are organizing, that are providing assistance. This is a terrorist assault on our country, and rioting cannot be tolerated. It needs to end, and it needs to end now.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A California man convicted of the murder of his pregnant wife over a decade and a half ago is appealing his death sentence. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Scott Peterson has been on California's death row at San Quentin Prison since 2005 after being found guilty for the 2004 murder of his wife, Lacey Peterson, and their unborn son. Now lawyers for Peterson want his death sentence overturned. During a virtual hearing before the California Supreme Court, attorneys argued that media coverage tainted the original jury. A lawyer for the prosecution arguing, though, that the case was very clear.
There is no contention in this appeal that quantum of evidence was legally insufficient, because it wasn't.
The court is expected to return a judgment soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Georgia voting rights activist Stacey Abrams and Michigan's top election official said that the federal government must provide support to states to protect voters from COVID-19 and ensure all Americans can vote by mail in the November election. She testified at a hearing of the House Judiciary's Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties. Abrams lost a bid for the governor of Georgia in 2018 amid a controversy over voter purges. She pointed to Wisconsin's April 7th primary election, which resulted in the spread of at least 71 cases of COVID-19, as an example of what she does not want to happen in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.